rising to my kings and queens. It is your girl Mo Ashe. This is what I'm thinking. How are y'all doing? This rising, it is day 6, I believe, of the journey of no November. Everything's going well, to be honest. I feel like my mental state is a lot better. My attitude is doing pretty good. I feel balanced right now. I'm focusing better. I'm not as forgetful as I was. I used to forget a lot of things. So I feel like this process is going very well. Although it is just day 6, it really has not hit my body completely that I've made a drastic change yet, but it's really gonna hit me probably in like a week or so, that I've changed something within my lifestyle. I give it until maybe like day 15 when I'm like halfway in, to let a few people know what's going on. It is no nut November. There is no drinking alcohol. There is no smoking of any kind. And there is no social media with the exception of having YouTube, just so I can have some type of entertainment in my life, because I barely watch TV. So we're doing those 4 things for the whole month, and we are doing this to see exactly if it's going to help me on my spiritual journey with, number one, harboring my sexual energy, by holding that and just manifesting every single thing that I need, and spending more time meditating, spending more time reading, spending more time actually in deep thought about a lot of the things that, mostly shadow work, and communicating with my inner child, and making sure that I am completely on the right path as far as with the healing journey, because a lot has happened lately, and it seems like the more that happens, the more you have to heal. And healing could be an absolute everyday thing, so you really have to keep from being distracted by some of the things in life. And I feel like social media, I used to be on social media every single day. I literally would be on Facebook all day long. All day long. And it was very addictive. I used to be on Instagram all day long. Instagram and Facebook was my absolute go-to. And with each thing that you become addicted to, once you break that addiction, you find something else that you're addicted to. And then when I took a binge off of Facebook and Instagram, then TikTok came out of nowhere, and I stopped dealing with Facebook and Instagram. I would completely take the icon off of my home screen, because if you can't see it, you can't click on it. And I will completely log out of it and install it. Whatever I needed to do to keep me from going onto Facebook and Instagram. And I didn't do it because I was trying to avoid anybody. I didn't do it because I was being harassed. I did it because I felt like I was spending most of my personal time indulging in anything and everything that was going on the internet. And that was not healthy. It wasn't healthy for my mental state. There are a lot of things in life that I was neglecting doing, and I was not spending enough time with myself because I had my cellular device in my hand the whole time. I started TikTok because it seems like it was more entertaining, because I am the type of individual that I love to laugh. I love to laugh. I love comedy. And I love to be involved in other people's business, especially when they have like awesome things going on. And I barely have any drama in my life. So TikTok had a lot of it on there. So when it was time for some tea to happen, all you needed was to scroll up on your For You page and just scroll on the people that you were following, and then everything was just happening on people's lives, and it was just so much entertainment. So I would indulge in hours and hours and hours and hours in that. So I know exactly why they I know why they call it TikTok, because it TikTok, and you'd have been on there for 5 or 6 hours, and it's just so much. You just neglected, and it got to the point to where I didn't even talk to people anymore. And it's not because I don't like people. I like people. It's just when you're going through something in your life, you just need that alone time to yourself. And I felt like the only people interaction that I needed at the time was TikTok. But I stripped myself from that, and I had to get rid of that app, honestly, because if I saw the tea anywhere on my phone, I would be on it. And honestly, I feel like it's more so of a mental discipline type thing with any type of addictions, because you get to the point to where you feel like you need something. And you gotta have it. You gotta have it all the time. And it's just your fix. It's your fix. It does not always have to do with drugs. And that's how the word and the meaning addiction gets mixed up in how people have a proper understanding of it, because people only feel like, well, you know, you can only be addicted to drugs. No, that's not it. You could be addicted to being on the internet and touching these apps. You could be addicted to other people. You could be addicted to certain foods. You could be addicted to alcohol, drugs. You can be addicted to those. You could be addicted to candy. It's just a multitude of things that you honestly could be addicted to, but it's really a mental thing. And that's why with this No November journey that I am doing, I get to figure out, honestly, number one, why did I indulge in those four things so much? Why? Honestly, like, what was the whole point of me drinking as often as I did? And it wasn't like I would drink every single day. I did not drink every single day. I did not drink every single week. It wasn't an every weekend thing. It was basically like it was social drinking. But it got to the point to where I would get stressed, and I really don't get stressed that often, but it was kind of like, whoo, we had a hectic week, you know, let's go get something to drink. Or it got to the point to where, I would hang out with certain friends, and it's like, we would drink. And that's nothing against those friends that I was around, because that's their lifestyle. It's nothing against anybody that I was hanging around. I'm not saying that I stopped hanging out with them because they were drinking. It's just a change that I feel like I needed to make for myself. Sometimes you have to make those changes, and you cannot. It's really hard to explain to other people why you're doing certain things in your life. You just know you need to do them. Like, I did not give anybody any notice that I was going to be off social media. I just got off social media because I felt like that was something that I needed to do for myself. Because you have to hold yourself accountable of a lot of the choices that you make in your life. No one can hold you accountable. People can if they want to, but it's your choice to honestly make the decision and be like, okay, I'm not gonna do this anymore. And it can pertain to a lot of things. Like, something that I was thinking about last night before I lay down and went to bed was, I need to start working out more. Because it's not the fact that I never work out. It's just, you know, I work out when I feel like I need to, which it should be every single day. But I have to hold myself accountable of like, okay, let's do like a 30-minute workout, and let's drink more water, and let's eat better, and let's make better choices for our body, and let's not put certain things in our body. But it really has a lot to do with you having that discipline for yourself. And I mean, you could find a group of people that's on the same journey that you're on, that can do the same things that you want to do, but who says those people are going to continue to do what you're doing? Who says that you and that pact of people that you bond with are going to continue to be on the same journey? Whether it's you make a decision to stop doing something, or you make a decision to start something brand new, or you make a change in your lifestyle, or you choose to learn something different. It really depends on you personally. And that, I honestly feel like that is very important during this time of No November. That gives me a chance to make myself obligated to follow certain demands for me. Because normally I would be more focused on what everybody has going on in their life, and I would be more focused on helping other people do the things that they need to do to prosper and be better in life and reach certain goals. But I never stopped for a moment and thought about, okay, well, what about yours? What about yours? What about the things that you want to do? What about the goals that you want to achieve? I would always be that person to give advice to other people instead of taking the advice that I was given. And this time with the No November, I can focus completely on me and myself, because now I don't have a choice. I have a goal to reach. Now I have to go a whole month without doing them four things. And it takes a lot of mental and emotional strength, because you'll have dreams. You have, the number one thing is, you will have trigger moments. You will have trigger moments. And let me tell you something about your mind, your body, your soul, and your spirit. Your mind itself can be a dangerous thing. You could be laying there and you could be just fine, and you could have a dream, and all of a sudden you want to masturbate. So now you have to decide within yourself, is that something that I really need to do right now? Is that something that I absolutely need? Because our bodies yearn for certain things, and you have to really, 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 really decide what you feel like you need. Make that decision that I really don't have to do that. I can harbor that energy and use that energy on something else. Because me not using that energy at that moment and having an orgasm, it made me think about doing something else that was more powerful than that. And it has me focused on something else. And as far as not being on social media, it has me want to be creative in other ways. I mean, you could be a content creator on social media, but there's so many other things that you could do besides that. There's so much you could focus your mind on. You could find a new hobby. You could become an artist and spend that whole month not on social media. And you could actually create a lot of things. Or you could write a book. You could basically find other things as an outlet of entertainment or creativity. And as far as drinking, you could save your liver. Maybe I'm talking to myself, maybe I'm talking to a few other people. You could literally find other things besides drinking and smoking to entertain yourself and absolutely have fun. And I'm not saying that drinking and smoking is a bad thing and it's a no-no and pop yourself on the hand if you smoke a drink. That's not what I'm saying. This is my choice. I'm not placing judgment on anybody. That's not what I'm here for. I just would like to encourage a lot of people to try something different. Try intaking something different. There is nothing wrong with making a change in your life. There's absolutely nothing wrong with doing different things. There's absolutely nothing wrong with wanting better for yourself. Find your small stitch in life that you would like to do or change. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with change in your life. I don't care what anybody tells you. The point of going on a journey is to learn different things, become a better you, and to connect with your higher self and become the greatest you that you can possibly be. And to meet new people that are on the same exact journey that you are on. And even if you don't meet other people, sometimes you might just have to go through these certain things by yourself. And I have personally learned, not only during this time, but I've learned that most when I spend time by myself, that is most peaceful. It's most peaceful. And I find when I spend time with myself, I have the most discipline. I have the most discipline because, as I said earlier, I have to hold myself accountable. It's all about accountability. And every day I wake up and I'm like, all right, this is day so-and-so. This is day 6. Let's see how today is going to go. And you gotta have that willpower because it gets hard. It gets hard. Because I'm gonna tell you, I have alcohol right now that stares at me every day. And I tell it every single day, I'm not touching you. Now, after this month, we're gonna see if I even want it. I might not even want it. I might not even want to indulge in a couple of other things anymore because I am teaching myself discipline. I'm honestly teaching myself it is right there, but you don't have to do it. This morning, my cousin sent me a message because she sends me TikToks all the time. I sent her a message this morning and I told her that for this month, I am not on social media. I want to see how long I can go. I want to see how strong I am as an individual. I want to see how intact my spirit is to stay away from social media. So we're gonna see how this goes, because for me, when it comes to things that I get addicted to, the beginning is always easy for me. That first couple of weeks is always easy. But as it gets to the end of something, by day 15, I'm pretty sure. And I have faith in myself, but this is just a prediction. It is not a projection. By day 15, I'm going to want to crack so bad. I am going to want to crack so freaking bad. But I'm going to have to be strong. I'm going to try my best to come and let y'all know how I'm feeling each day. If I have any changes. Because I don't know if every day I'm going to feel different or I'm going to feel the same. So I don't know. But we're going to see what happens. So I won't hold y'all no longer. Y'all have a wonderful evening.